An ad for a hearing aid reads, "Hearing isn't just about your ears. It's about your brain, your relationships, and your ability to work. Being able to hear and pick up on the signals of life helps you function more fully in every way. Discover and experience the miracle ear advantage." At the time of the first Christian Pentecost, the disciples of Jesus were a small, insignificant minority among the Jews. Pentecost gave them the ability to speak up and witness to God's deeds of power, transforming their weakness into strength. It was a miracle of the tongue. That day, the disciples were far outnumbered by devout Jews from every nation who didn't believe that Jesus was the Messiah. They could have handed the disciples over to be persecuted, but Pentecost brought them the gift of listening, the capacity to appreciate and understand unfamiliar languages. It was a miracle of the ear. The miracle of the ear for the powerful, together with the miracle of the tongue for the powerless, made the Pentecost experience complete. Eric Law, an Episcopal priest and specialist in multicultural leadership, maintains that Pentecost provides a unifying strategy for multicultural faith communities. On one end, the church needs to teach those with power to listen, to act against their instinct to control, and to hear the truths of others. Likewise, the church needs to urge those with little power to come together to find their identity and strength, to speak their truth and wisdom. When the Spirit is upon us, those who have power dare to become quiet, and those who don't have power dare to speak. Pentecost is the time for some to rise and speak up. For others, it's probably time to shut up and listen, to discover and experience the miracle ear advantage.